Constant Wonder Kids is a Constant Wonder podcast.
Hi, Wonder Kids. It's Paige. What do you think of when you hear the word fast? Does a race car pop into your mind? A jet plane? What about fast animals? Cheetahs are known for being super fast, and with their ability to hit speeds of up to 75 miles per hour, they can definitely beat most members of the animal kingdom in a race. But they aren't the fastest animal in the world. That title belongs to the peregrine falcon.
Peregrine falcon, in my mind, is one of the most stunningly beautiful and largest and fastest falcons in the world. They have two positions in life. They're either sitting still or flying very, very fast.
Very, very fast is right. Peregrine falcons can reach speeds of up to 242 miles per hour. That's more than three times as fast as your car drives on the freeway.
As a hunter, they are outstanding. They can probably see five times further than we can at great detail. So they can see movement very far away. They have two methods of hunting. Stooping is the fastest, so they'll probably hit 200 miles an hour on a stoop. So that's a straight dive. Those are exceptionally fast flights and don't last very long, but they are spectacular. The other option is they have a straight, fast flight following something. So they are racing behind it as fast as they can go to catch the prey. So they approach it from behind very fast and tend to flip underneath it and catch it from underneath.
That all sounds super impressive to me. These magnificent hunters can be found all over the world, as long as they have safe spaces to build their nests. Now, you might be wondering who it is telling us all of these amazing things about peregrine falcons. This is George Smith. He's the peregrine coordinator for the Scottish Raptor Group and something of a peregrine falcon expert.
I've been studying peregrine falcons for the best part of 38 years. I have a very strong feeling that these are my peregrines. I look after them. I've checked them for years. I know most of their mothers and fathers and daughters and sons.
As a peregrine coordinator, George spends a lot of time tracking down peregrine falcon nests and keeping records of the birds and chicks that live in his area in Scotland. George does all of this work as a volunteer, meaning he doesn't get paid for working with the falcons. He does it because he cares a lot. Because George is so passionate and he's been studying these falcons for so long, he's been able to help keep these birds safe. Now, collecting information on peregrines is no simple task because their nests aren't exactly an easy-to-reach places. Many peregrines build their nests in pockets on sheer cliff faces. This means that George has to do a lot of climbing. Sometimes he has to climb cliffs that are over 300 feet tall. That's as tall as a skyscraper.
It could be a large sea cliff or a huge cliff on a mountainside. I need to take care every year to be safe. I have fallen once. I don't want to do it again. I was climbing a riverside cliff. My safety equipment failed on me and I fell 30 metres. Fortunately, my rope held me 2 metres from the bottom. I did break three ribs, but other than that, I was fine.
That type of fall sounds super scary. But George knows he needs to climb to check on the peregrine falcons, and he's learned to do it carefully.
It's a necessity. I was never a climber by choice. I climb because I have to get to the nests. So I learned climbing over the years, initially without any training, and then got training, got certified, and much safer now than I used to be.
Once George gets to the peregrine falcon nests on the cliff faces, there are a couple of things that he needs to do.
I have to get to those cliff faces to trap adults, to put microchips on, to put rings on, to collect DNA samples. They are all fitted with a ring and a microchip.
These microchips are used to track the peregrine falcons to see where they'll go, if they have mates, and then if they're able to successfully have chicks and grow the peregrine falcon population. The DNA samples allow for George to know the identities of different peregrines. Keeping track of this information helps the peregrine falcon populations over time, but it also allows George to get up close and know the peregrines personally.
Some of these chicks I have known 15 years. I actually handled the oldest peregrine ever recorded, who was 23. He holds the record of long-lived peregrines in the whole of the world, actually. It was a male. He was actually reared in England. He came from Cumbria, was nesting in my patch, and he did very well. He reared lots of chicks in his lifetime. I trapped him up here and fitted him with a microchip and followed him for 8 or 9 years up here with a microchip on.
Keeping such a close eye on the peregrine falcons gives George a look into the birds' personal lives and personalities. He watches them build nests, choose mates, have chicks, and live their whole lives.
I approached a nest whilst hiding behind a little bush when I could see the nest through the bush, and the female was calling to her chicks who were still within the egg. So the eggs were cheeping and she was cheeping back to them, and I was only 4 metres from the nest. So it's a fantastic day it was.
Did you hear that? A mother bird was singing to her babies while they were still in their eggs, and the babies were calling, or chipping as George says, back to her from inside their eggs. That's amazing. Keeping an eye on the nests also allows George to see problems that the peregrine falcons encounter. In the natural world, there are all sorts of threats to animals, like predators and changes in environment. But in some nests in his region, George started to notice a threat that wasn't natural. Nests were failing to produce full-grown chicks, and he couldn't tell why.
From 2016 to 2021, there were a group of nests that were failing out of the norm. So they weren't failing in a normal manner. They were just constantly failing with no real reason for doing that. It was picked up by the police. There was an issue with people potentially stealing chicks in that area, and we coordinated together to have a look at how we could stop it.
The chicks weren't going missing naturally. They were being chick-napped. You might be wondering why people would be interested in stealing baby peregrine falcons. Well, in some places in the world, people keep falcons and like to race them. These people want to have the fastest birds possible for these races, and so they're willing to do all sorts of things to get these super fast peregrine falcons.
There's not much science behind this. There is a feeling amongst falcon keepers, racers, falconers, that wild Scottish peregrines are stronger, faster, more robust, more resilient than captive bred peregrines. Peregrines can be bred quite easily in captivity, so they're not hard to breed. But there is a feeling that wild peregrines are better and faster and stronger. And for some reason, they think it's Scottish ones that are bigger and faster and stronger. So there is a market for Scottish peregrines in particular to be taken generally to the Middle East for falcon racing.
Even though they could just breed their own peregrines in captivity, these falconers wanted to steal wild Scottish peregrine falcons for their races. Not only is this illegal, but it also made George really upset. He hated to see his peregrine falcons being taken from their homes.
There are losses naturally every year, which I can cope with, but to have additional losses due to people stealing them, it's not good at all. It makes me very angry, not happy in the slightest with what was going on.
So George and the police officers came up with a plan to put a stop to the chick-napping.
Senior police officers used my initial data suggesting that there was unnatural losses in that area, and they used that to base their investigation on. Beyond that, with the police, we went round the potentially targeted nest sites and collected DNA samples from all of the adults, which could be used later on as evidence.
George's knowledge of the peregrine falcon nest sites and ability to collect DNA samples, or feathers and bird spit that help identify different birds, was exactly what the police needed to solve the crime and have the proof necessary to bring these chick-nappers to justice. Together, they made a list of which chicks might be at risk of being stolen, and the second those birds went missing, the police sprang into action.
The police had a suspicion who the perpetrators of these crimes were, and when the first set of chicks disappeared, the police carried a raid on their house and discovered 7 chicks and 2 eggs held within the house, and those were collected on the day and taken into care.
The police were able to find the missing chicks. It took a little bit to prove that the chicks had been stolen and weren't just bred in captivity, but the police had all of George's DNA samples, and they were able to prove exactly where the peregrine falcon babies belonged.
The following week, I took those chicks and went round numerous nest sites in South Scotland and placed one or two chicks in a foster nest. All those chicks grew up sensibly and healthily and all fledged. I know the location of at least four of them just now, and they're all doing very well in the wild. I'll keep tabs on them for the next few years, so they'll be coming into the population to breed in the next 2 or 3 years. One's already breeding just now. The remainder will come into the breeding population shortly.
Because of George's data and expertise, the peregrine falcon chicks were able to return to the wild and grow into happy and healthy adult falcons.
It makes me feel much better that we did something positive and the chicks were actually put back where they should be.
George's work with peregrine falcons helped the police catch the chicknappers in this dramatic story. But most of the time, George's time helping the falcons is more about watching the incredible creatures he loves.
I experience wonder and awe every year. See, they are different every time you see them. They will do something different and strange and generally very exciting. As a hunting species, they are phenomenal. And just to watch them do what they do naturally is exciting in the extreme for me. I never get tired of it. See, they are very, very fast and very efficient at what they do. To watch one flying and achieve its goal of hunting and rearing chicks, and they are an experience to behold. I would recommend anyone goes and watch peregrines. They are some of the best things you will ever see in your life.
Peregrine falcons really are amazing creatures, and thanks to George, his Scottish peregrines will be able to stay happily where they belong, enjoying their lives as the fastest animals in the world.
A quick word for parents. This is Marcus Smith. I'm host of Constant Wonder, which is the source of material for Constant Wonder Kids. We put together this shorter episode using material from Constant Wonder, material that's just right for kids. But you might have an appetite for the whole original episode. It's devoted to peregrine falcons and the people who care about them. To catch the full presentation, search for Constant Wonder wherever you get your podcasts. Then look for the episode titled Parenting Secrets from the World's Fastest Animal. I actually expect you'll have interest in much more than a single episode of our podcast. Constant Wonder is an ongoing quest to find awe and wonder in all nature, human or wild, vast or small, the kind of encounters that move us beyond words. Who doesn't value and want to nourish and enlarge our sense of wonder? Be sure to subscribe to Constant Wonder on your favorite platform. Constant Wonder Kids was produced by Paige Crumperman Darrington with sound design by Mitchell Towsley. Tenery Taylor is the executive producer. Constant Wonder Kids is a production of BYU Radio.